This is a Gathering Heritage Project podcast recorded in Blackrock, County Louth, in Ireland.
Noel McGuinness is talking to me today about the former skating hall, which in its day was one of Blackrock's most popular venues. And Noel, was the building originally built for skating?
No, the building was originally intended as a dance hall and a meeting hall for the local branch of the AOH, which was called at that stage Division 1137 Hagerstown. There were quite a number of members in it at that stage, with in excess of 70 to 80. And I need to say, over the years, membership has dwindled, and it was part of the benefit society of the time.
And did it build it, Noel, to make money, or what was the idea?
Well, not so much to make money as to cover their overheads and provide a service to the community. And that part of the service was to provide dancing. Now, at that stage, there was no pavilion.
So what year are we talking about here now?
We'll come back to, in Blackrock, the actual hall was built in 1939, so the late 30s.
And how long did that last? What kind of dancing was put up?
Well, it would have been ballroom dancing mainly. But I said that, unfortunately, really didn't take place. And because of the fact that there was objections locally, the dancing was kind of put to one side. And as a result of that, then they went to do skating, roller skating, and roller hockey. And generally entertained people in that way. They also provided then, each year, the local community, the parish, they would have bazaars, and another from the far side of the community, from the Presbyterian, they used to come also and have their bazaars and fair days in it as well.
So it was used for quite a few things.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And skating, why did it pick skating? Was it popular in Ireland at that particular time?
Really and truly, no. Blackrock was the skating venue. To my knowledge, there was one other, which was up the north, but Blackrock topped that. And we used to have quite a number of visitors, actually, from around in Newcastle and Warren Point in that particular area, but they had a smaller halls, and so therefore used to come up and visit us and skate away.
How would you count the amount of people it would hold, or did you ever have to turn people away?
Like, we did. Well, we had only a certain number of pairs of skates there, and those indeed that had their own, but generally at the early days people wouldn't have had their own skates. They were renting the skates at sixpence and in the early days, and when I started, would have been I suppose when I was 10, so around 1964, it was 10 pence, so it was just under a shilling.
Now, I know it. You either loved the skating hall or you hated it. Now, I hated it, and the reason I hated it was I could not skate, and I tried and I tried. You explain to me now why I couldn't skate.
Well, it's hard to know from one to another, but I know from my point of view, the skating, obviously, I loved the skating, and it was a social event to me, but along with that, it was to have the right balance. And obviously, you were going around on 8 wheels. The wheels were centred on the basis of a cushion in the middle of each two wheels, and there was a nice balance that you could corner, but you had to be agile and you had to let yourself go with the flow, which was really quite easy. And obviously the faster you went, the easier it was.
But I could ride a bike, Noel.
But the bike was, as I say, 2 wheels. Roller skating was 8, and it was a question of greater balance and indeed greater speed and total control. But for most people, and this would be a memory, I think, for, well, we say the slightly older fellas than me, and there's still a lot of them left, they used to come out to Blackrock when the skating was on, and they used to come out on 2 wheels. And as they were coming to the skating hall, they used to literally jump off their bike, and wherever the bike landed, it was parked. for the day, and they then transferred from their two wheels to their eight and had a ball of a time in the skating hall.
It was a place, of course, where you met, couples met, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Now, again, my interest came back, it was around 1965, and it was encouraged by the formation team. It was a very social event, and you had, we'd say, all skates where everybody would be on the floor. You had partners where it was boy, girl, and you were encouraged to ask your partner out to skate. Or
yeah, it was the ladies' choice and stuff like that.
It was the ladies' choice, and absolutely. And, you know, you were made if you were asked out in the ladies' choice. And there was a precondition, and the precondition was that you were a good skater.
And if you're a good skater, you must have been listening to me up there. I never got ladies' choice in my life.
Well, you're in demand. Once you could skate, you were in demand.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would have been a pleasure. And one good memory I have on that, and this brings back the memory of Barney McGair. And Barney was our MC for many, many years. And a great man in the production shows in Dundalk, actually. And if you were asked to skate, or you asked somebody to skate, and they refused, there was a penalty imposed if they refused, that they couldn't skate in the next all skate, and they would have to skate then. If it was part and parcel of the thing. There was to be no refusal, and refusal had a penalty, and you were stopped skating then for, I'd say, the next skate or two. It was
That's
amazing.
Incredible. Barney, of course, used to do a lot of the skating. You mentioned teams there briefly, but we'll go back and talk about that in a second. But he used to be in the shows in the Town Hall and Dominican Hall, and actually skating on the stage.
That's right. If my memory is right, it was with the De La Salle
talent competitions.
Competitions, yeah. Is right, many years ago. And indeed, yeah. My own aunt was involved in that through the Black Rock Variety group. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And at that time, she was a musician, she was a pianist, and she would do their own shows, many of which indeed were held up in, not in the skating hall in Blackrock, but in Cockle Hill Hall, which is further up the road, which is another premises that the division had at that stage. But yes, Barney was an excellent man, and he was deeply devoted to it. And I say my memory was, of course, the formation team that he had in 1965.
And did he himself come up with that idea?
He absolutely did, yes. And he obviously eyeballed, he knew who was good at the skating, and he had that. And that's, I say, when I first went to it, and it just took my eye. And at that stage, there was a gentleman who's unfortunately gone from us now, a fellow called Jerry McMahon. And Jerry McMahon was the idol. And if you could skate like Jerry McMahon, you were good.
But how somebody must have been in charge of the actual training and everything. Was that Barney or...?
Barney. Barney choreographed everything. And he put an immense amount of time into it, you know. And he ran that formation team actually in line with the... then Dundalk Maytime Festival, and it would run a number of occasions throughout the weekend on the Sundays, and in my memory it used to be packed. The place was absolutely packed.
You know, was it for the organisation, was it a money making thing?
Well, it's not so much money making in that some one individual was getting any major reward out of it. Certainly, for those who are working at it, the memory is that those who are working in the skate office or in the main office and to admit people in, yes, they were paid, I think, for the three-hour session, 2 and 6 pence at that stage, which I suppose was quite good, and it was good pocket money.
And was there a mineral bar?
Oh, there was, yes. And the mineral bar at the time was managed by the late Edward McCarroll, who lived up at the top of Black Rock at South Beach, and he ran that for many years. But it was minerals and minerals only. You know, there was a fries, Cadbury cream, and things like that. You know, but nothing much. And then in the latter years, with I think it was the 70s, I would have run that myself, and we extended it then to try and bring in a few chips and other sweet novelties to encourage people, so that they wouldn't be going out at half 10 or quarter 11 and coming back in. It'd be all in one service.
When did did things start to quieten down, and why did they know?
Well, the scaling went down roughly around, it was into the 70s, and at that time there was a local parochial centre was built, and skating was also run in the parochial centre. I would be thinking, well,
in opposition to the skating hall.
To the skating hall, yes. And the skating hall then did deteriorate. But like all things, and the phoenix rises from the ashes, we had a good membership at that time, a membership that wanted the hall to come back out and succeed. And we devised then roller disco, which was disco on skates and headbangers.
But the main thing was the difference of the music.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And at that stage, we had he's now a local postman, a fellow called Tom Gaskin. I'm sure a lot of people know Tom and his fluffy hair, right. And an unlikely path to postman, but an absolute brilliant DJ. And Tom used to set the tone, and he would play the various Mark Bolan records and different things like that, and he'd have them going mad. And it was very good. And that then ran for a number of years to roughly 1981-82, at which point then it went down, and eventually the hall actually ceased to operate.
Was it a sad time for people like you that was so much involved in it?
Absolutely, yes. That, well, to me at that time, I would be again thinking that for the Blackrock had everything. It had youth clubs, it had the skating hall, it had the Legion of Mary, it had the dance halls. And as you go on now in life and you look back and you say, where is the dance hall? Where is the skating? Where is the youth club? Where's the Legion of Mary? They've all just disappeared. So, of course, yeah, very, very sad time, and that we were put back onto the back boiler, and nothing ever happened since.
What happened to all the roller skates that you had?
The roller skates were sold off to another area. Actually, some of them went into St. Nicholas's in Dundalk, into the what do you call that, the end of the town down at Nicholas Street, and they started skating there, so we did sell them off there.
Can you remember, or was there a last night in it, or was the doors just closed very gently?
What I remember about it was in 1981-82 was myself had gone so bad, and we had decided to close. There was myself who actually proposed to the division that as and from a certain date in April of 81, and that date happened to coincide with the 1st of April, and we announced that the skating would be no longer in operation as and from that date. And needless to say, people did think that it was an April Fool's joke, but I can assure you, never was there a truer word spoken, and the hall did close.
For somebody like you and all the other people who was involved in running it, and it was such a hyper kind of business to be in, that it must have been a very hard thing to accept after it was closed.
Well, we had made so many friends within the place, and truly good friends, and that was an awful break, because you were moving away from that, as well as growing up. Just the ordinary way of life, and you do get out of touch, but this was an extra thing that was to be no more, and certainly for was a thing that you had every week. And indeed, originally, we'd say in the summer times anyway, the skating used to be on Monday to Friday every night. It was on Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. So it was a commitment. And then suddenly there was nothing.
Now, when was it actually knocked down?
The hall, well, the hall was never actually knocked down itself, but the building was transferred. It was taken over by a lady who put in a casino into it first, Pat Wright, who has the old post office. And then it worked well for quite some time. And then it started going back down. And then the next thing, it was put up for sale. Because it was a question that the hall still had to be paid for. Whatever finances had been there were put out on electricity, maintenance and insurance. And it was a case of no income and less return.
Tell people exactly where it was situated.
It was situated on the main street of Blackrock. Just as you coming in from Dundalk, obviously 3 miles from Dundalk, and along the seafront there was the old swimming pool, was next door to the old swimming pool, and immediately before the old post office. And then you had the promenade. And it was there, as I say, from 1939. One thing which I have to go back to, unfortunately, is the fact that the hall itself was burnt down back in 1951/52.
Oh, during the time?
During that time, yes. And it was my grandfather was one of the mainstays in it, Packy McGinnis. He was a local county councillor. Mm-hmm. And they had been out fishing, actually, and had seen the smoke and a fire in the distance, and something was on fire at Blackrock. And of course, when they got closer, they discovered it was the skating hall. So they weren't going to be defeated at that stage either, and they decided that they would build it again. And when they did build it, they built it on this occasion mass concrete. And they said, well, come down once, it will not come down twice. And it most definitely didn't. Yes, it has changed its appearance and it has been redone, and it's now the local centre supermarket, you know. So, and obviously very busy there.
Was it, Noel, coming in from Blackrock, was the swimming pool first and then the skating? That's it. I have it in my mind as the way it was. Am I right there?
Yeah, you are, yeah. And the very first thing that you would actually see, I suppose, the landmark in Blackrock was Uncle Tom's Cabin. Which was owned at that stage by Joe McGinnity. And then immediately it was on its left was the pool, and then the swimming, then the skating hall. And there was a car park, and the car park originally was used for McCullough's carnival. Actually used to come there, so it was a hive of activity.
Just all around that area.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And they have great memories for me, and as I say, to be part of the formation team that came back in the latter years in the 70s was, well, as far as I'm concerned, we had made it. And the group that I was with, we developed from that into a little group called the Rollites, and which included myself, Elizabeth, who's now my wife, and Paddy Rafferty, and his wife then, Rita, and also Jerry McMahon and his wife, Rita, who's Rita Birch. And we travelled and done many a show, which included shows with Joe Cuddy up in the Claremont Manor in Dublin.
And this was all after it stopped?
Absolutely, yeah. But no, not after it stopped. We were there. That was just before it stopped, yeah. Yeah, and it was fantastic memories. And when I look back on it, and all honesty, it puts a smile on my face.
Noel, thank you very much indeed for talking about great memories. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Listen to lots more Undiscovered Heritage at gatheringheritage.com.